assist as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
An interesting quote. Forgiving someone who has hurt you deeply is a supernatural event. I found that fascinating. I desire that for us, for both of us. Hi there! This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids. The husband trying to reconcile with his wife. Because I'm in love with you. Because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because I think you're cute. I just want to hold your hand. Because I want you back. I wanted to, you know, maybe one day somebody will hear these things. But anyway, I find it fascinating, the events of, this Project Veritas, which I actually did a video on, where I described Eric Cochran and what he did and analogized it to, obviously, Westar, but others that I alluded to. And, you know, describe myself as a repeat offender. but they made a little news with that and so forth. But the one they did yesterday, it's all over the place. Where a fairly big name ABC News reporter sitting on her stage just said things that was pretty provocative. It's been picked up all over the place. Well, except probably by ABC News. But I find that fascinating because what you see happening there is the influence of power. Where Epstein got his power, it does seem, you know, that he obviously had connections with Saudi Arabia. And he had connections with the guy who runs The Limited, which owns Victoria's Secret and things of that nature. Perhaps his biggest connection is Mossad, Israeli intelligence. And, you know, so that is probably the focus of it, because what they use people like that for is to gain power. Because you compromise somebody, and once they're compromised, you own them. And that's what Epstein was used for. And he did it well. And he played high stakes, obviously to the point that eventually it got him killed. But as I study history, I mean, this is just current event. This is kind of like, it's in the news. Well, it's in some of the news because obviously a lot of news media doesn't want to pick it up. But, and I did find it fascinating. The two guys who actually got into Epstein Island, that was fascinating. I have a lot of respect for those two guys for doing that. I mean, that was really nervy. Looking at history, not just the last few years, but the last couple thousand years. When you read the Bible, you see when somebody says, "Yes, Lord, I will follow you," it would cost them dearly. We know about post the resurrection and the influence it had in Rome, where came up with the idea of Roman candles, you know, where they would actually take people and burn them alive for entertainment purposes, long before Roman candles became firecrackers. So you have that kind of history. You had huge numbers of people who say, "No, I will not bow to Caesar. I will not claim Caesar as Lord because Jesus Christ is my Lord." And it cost them their lives, cost them terribly. And my contention is, and I'm definitely not alone in this, that Rome couldn't defeat the Christians. So they bought them. The events of Constantine, where he made his conversion, and and after seeing whatever his vision he had at the Battle of Milvian Bridge, after that event, he bought the church. He built this huge institution, the Roman Catholic Church. He bought the Christianity. Well, he bought a lot of the Christian community. He made the community very large, because now that you can become a Christian and there's basically no cost. It was easy. And when you get to the Reformation, you know, the fundamental point with Luther was indulgences. That was the biggest point and repeated point in the 95 Theses. And then what did the Protestant Church do? They persecuted just as many people as the Roman Catholics were doing. And they started exploiting, instead of indulgences, the tithe. Same thing. So the institution simply is power. And you don't cross the institution because they can compromise you. You see a lot happening, obviously, in the Roman Catholic Church with the pedophile problem, and which is the same problem of Epstein. They would get people in. You would be compromised. And now they got you. And when you play high stakes, you use really serious things like pedophilia. And you get people and you hold them, because they know if they slip up, it's not going to be embarrassing. It's going to be deadly. And I find this fascinating, because what you see at Meadowview is basically a limited version of it. You know, there is issues with the leadership, current and previous leadership of Meadowview, and sexual indiscretion. And there is issues with obedience to Christ. But you can't challenge that. It's like going against Mossad. You don't do that, because it could cost you. It could cost you your life. You simply don't do that. Unless the Bible is true, Jesus Christ is who he claims he is, and you believe it, and you trust him, and you try to live it, knowing you're flawed, it's going to cost you. This got really long, and there was other things I wanted to tell you about, but I'll leave it at that. When you look at what's happening with Epstein and his connections to the limited, you know, Victoria's Secret and so forth, you look at what happened with the leaking, and of course Mossad, you look what happened with this leaked video through Project Veritas about the ABC reporter, and how that has to be downplayed, and what happens in the Roman Catholic Church is no different. What happens in the PCA is no different. What happens at Meadowview is no different. Their only hope is if you really actually believe. What is the root of believe? Trust in the Greek. You can see that. Pistis and Pythio. It's the root is trust. If I say I believe but I don't trust, I'm self-deceived or a liar. You need to trust the Lord. I want to encourage my kids to do that. And I pray one day my wife will show that by an obedience to Christ, pursuing 1 Corinthians 7:11. I ask for that because I want her back so badly. Dorothy Chain, I love you.